And I can re-roll my wand.
Yeah.
With my own impression.
This one right there.
Thank you.
And there's a one.
Yep. Well, I'm going to re-roll my one.
Plus four.
I need
natural one.
Brotherly love.
Yeah, something like that. That was me appreciating him.
Oh, yeah, that was so many dice I just heard getting rolled over there.
Do it. Shock them all.
Yeah, sure.
Shock them all.
Sorry if it ends up sucking for us, but...
Actually, I'm not. I can fix it.
Okay.
So mean. Yeah.
But guys, it feels so good.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, nat 20.
Yay! Whoa.
Chapter 318, A Nest of Mimics. Okay. So, we are here in Jade's Tale, and you finally have made it down to what apparently is the burial chamber of this unnamed great hero of the Tabaxi, who apparently is lying here in state. And you've found about 100-foot chamber underneath the large readout. And in it is basically a block where this hero apparently is laying in state. You've pulled back the funerary sheet to realize that there is in fact a hero under there. And as you approached, the crescent of chests that are laid out in front of him in kind of a respectful arc, for, you know, hopefully holding all of his treasures, you had one of them extend a pseudopod and attack Jade. And so that's where we are now. We just have rolled up initiative, and we are going to start this whole thing. Oh, and more importantly, there's a giant bookcase all full of books behind this thing. So the Tabaxi are happy.
Oh, I really hope they're
real. Only one Tabaxi. How happy are you?
I'm being eaten right now. Not that happy.
She's ecstatic. Oh, I'm sorry, ecatic.
If these trusts are mimics.
Are you doing, catatonic, like, distance calculations? With
it? No, I'm seeing what's a straight line.
Okay.
Okay, so we will start at the top. And the top of the order is Adri. Okay. And Adri, what are you going
to
do?
So dope monk stuff. I really want to lightning bolt a row of these mimics. I'm going to assume, or I think it's a safe assumption, whether or not it's ends up being true, that these are probably all going to be mimics, right? So
either you're going to blow up all of the treasure chests and there was just one mimic in front.
That's true.
And maybe all the treasure is going to be gone.
Okay. I don't know that a lightning bolt spell would destroy some treasures. I don't know.
Lightning's pretty powerful.
Okay.
You do you.
Okay.
Do it. Shock them all.
Yeah, sure.
Shock them all.
Sorry if it ends up sucking for us, but
actually I'm not. I can fix it.
Actually, yeah, sure, why not? Like I'll just hit the one that's attacking Jade.
I'll hit them all. Hit them all.
And can we get the character sheet off on the map there so we can actually see what's going on?
Look, there's a bookshelf that Tabaxi must
I'm
love.
I'm a little
the bookshelf.
Concerned, though, if I were to lightning this thing, that it's going to also lightning Jade just because it's touching.
It is touching her.
Jade, so I'm going to maybe not do that.
I understand you have many other attacks.
Yes, so I'll guiding bolts it because...
Why not?
Yeah, and it'll make it better for the person hitting after me, too. So I am going to... with my fancy bow, guiding bolts this creature.
Okay, and we're going to call this creature Silver, because the mini is kind of silvery colored.
Okay. Oh, nat 20.
Yay! Whoa.
So yeah, Adri came to play.
How many?
I need 7 more, because I forgot my dice.
Here's 7.
Okay, thank you.
Just chuck them up.
Don't mix them.
Oh.
Too late.
It just sort of happened because he just threw all of them at me.
Yeah. Technically, he rolled them for you.
7. Okay, those are his?
Yeah.
How does it feel to be Arlen? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19,
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129
getting attacked?
No, rolling a lot of d6s.
Oh.
Yeah. 21 points of radiant damage.
Ouch.
And then I have advantage on this next attack with the same thing. For, does a 13 hit?
The 13 does not hit.
What did you roll the
do
first time?
Do you have
time?
Any adds?
20.
Oh.
No, I mean the second first time.
It was a 10 and then it was a 5.
You have a plus 3 to hit?
Yeah, with this.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is it?
Wait, hang on. I'm sorry. No,
this
I
is
don't.
Your bow, right?
I'm sorry. It's a plus 3 to what I already have.
So like
sorry.
23.
I'm sorry. That's a... Yeah, like, yeah, 20 something. I'm sorry. Because I have a plus 12 to my plus 1 longbow. So to a plus 3 longbow... It'd be a plus 14. Yeah. Okay. So 24.
24 does apologies. Actually hit.
Okay.
Well, you roll a negative one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's much better. 4, 7, 12. Another 18 points of damage.
Nice.
Was that the same that I rolled with the nat 20?
No, you rolled 20 something.
Okay. That's not that different, though. Mm.
Did you add your flat bonus?
There is no bonus for guiding bolts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You get to guiding bolt.
Oh no,
twice?
It's plus. It's I'm so sorry. And it add another 6 to that. So a plus, yes, another 6 damage. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
It's been a while.
And then it has whoever hits it next has advantage.
Very good.
That's it.
Okay. And then
One of those dice are mine because I gave you 7.
No. Yes. This one? No, you gave her 6 because she
yeah,
needed...
that's that one. She needed 7. Yeah, it's mine.
Okay. And then in response to that, the rightmost of the jars...
From which perspective?
On my side, so left on your side, closest to Matthew. That one there, yeah. Morphs into kind of an amorphous shape and charges forward.
Oh, poo.
And goes after it charges advances 5 feet forward and sends a pseudopod out 10 feet. So if you could put that behind the chest that's right there.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's large.
It is.
Here?
Yeah, so that just moves 5 feet forward. A pseudopod comes whipping out at Kreval there.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, you don't have to focus on keeping anything.
Just the size difference between the one that was an urn and the one that was a chest.
And this one is 14 to hit, so I don't think it's going to hit you. Okay. And then Silver gets to go again. And this one's attached to you there, Jade, so it is going to get advantage on its attack. And it attempts to bite you.
Okay.
And so that is a 20 to hit.
Yeah.
And so it does kind of fair and midland. 17 points of damage, of piercing damage.
Ouch.
And its acidic saliva does an additional 9 points.
Youch.
And like I said, it's attached. You are attached to it. So if you want to get away, you'll have to do something. You are grappled
you made your point clear.
In technical terms. Okay. And then next up, the very far chest on the very right side, my right side, so closest there to Matt, comes alive and it scrunches forward at Kreval and moves forward 10 feet at Kreval. Oh, right up next to him. So 15 feet. 15 feet. And right up next to Kreval. And tries to pseudopod him. And that's a 17. Does that hit you?
That hits.
Okay. So you get pseudopodded for 17 points. And you are adhered to it. Okay. And then next up. The one all the way on the left closest to Drew there, farthest one, comes alive. And can it go 30 feet towards Jade or Wason? Is anybody in the back row within 30 feet of it?
Mm-hmm. Adri okay. or Sorzak.
Okay, so it'll go it'll go up for like, Sorzak.
I think at that angle it would be either of us, yeah. Yeah.
So it'll go right to the outside of Sorzak there.
We have one of these, we can count it.
Actually, let's put it one to the left there. There we go. And it will take a swing on Sorzak. And that's a 24, Sorzak. Does that hit you?
Just barely. Okay. And by just barely, I mean fairly significantly.
And that, ooh, that's a good roll there.
Yeah.
So that is 22 points of damage, and it adheres itself to you.
Hmm. I don't like that at all.
Okay. And then next up, the second to right of the chest, on closest to Matthew there, comes alive. And it will go around the other one and get next to Craval.
So many.
There are a bunch. That's an 18.
And they all go before us.
That's an 18. So that hits you, I believe.
I go before all of them.
Not a really good roll this time. So 13 points of damage as it bludgeons you. And you are also attached to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the third from the left comes alive, and it goes after Adri.
No.
Why did we all step forward so much?
And that's a 24, Adri?
Yeah.
I'm rolling really well.
Stop it.
For now.
And that's, ooh, max damage. So 21 points of damage.
Okay.
And it's attached to you.
Yay.
It's okay. They're just going to be really, really weak and die in one hit. If we manifest this, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Cotter, you get to go. So far, all of a sudden, the chests are coming to life and attacking your friends, and they're sticking to them like glue.
All right. I'm going to advance to be one step behind and one step to the right of Jade, which I think puts me within 30 feet of, like, the entire line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, no. I'm going to move directly behind her, because that, I think, gets me to within 30 of all the chests that are still sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I can't remember which ones, like, were the ones that came to life.
Every two squares diagonally is 15 feet, is my math. So that should get... So
actually, if you want to mark with the, just, like, a green dot, the... starting over by Drew, the second, the third.
This one?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The sixth.
This one?
Yep, seventh.
Obviously
and eight.
This one.
Six, this seven, eight.
Mm-hmm. That's the first one.
Oh, excuse me. Fifth, seventh, and eighth all came to life. Okay. So not the sixth.
Okay, so I am missing one. So I guess I will go...
And the urn came to life, didn't it?
Yeah, one urn.
Yeah.
I will go... one forward and one to my left, so I am parallel with Jade and next to Silver. If you want to do my 30-foot circle, do I hit the final one?
Where is the 30-foot circle?
Should be the outside, right?
5, 10. 5, 10.
I want to flip it so you can read it. 15-foot radius.
Oh, so that's only a 20-foot? Okay.
15-foot radius is 30 feet, right?
No, it's a 30-foot radius.
So double that.
30. So, yeah, I mean, this is a 15-foot. Right here, so
it'd
be...
Yeah, so you're going to get everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to get everyone. Am I 30 feet away from the cat tree behind us, by the way?
That's not a cat tree. That's just the thing we came down on.
Mm-hmm. That was the cat
this
tree.
This was the...
cat tree.
Final platform?
Entrapment from, like, two sessions ago.
Oh. That's not there.
Another that is not there.
Is that my...
From this.
Okay.
My spell.
This is a 20-foot radius.
So I'm going to hit everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to cast Destructive Wave.
Ooh.
Word.
And I'm going to target all the mimics we can see, all the chests that haven't moved, all the urns. If the casket is a creature, I'm going to target that. And if the back wall is also a creature, I'm also going to... Am I too far away?
No, you're going to hit it.
The bookcase, you mean?
It's five more feet out.
Oh, wait, no, I think I'm too far away for the bookshelf.
You're going to just miss the
bookshelf. You're going to hit everything but the bookshelf,
okay.
Basically.
Then I'm going to move one square forward. And be parallel with Silver.
Okay.
And now you can hit
if
everything.
The bookshelf is a creature, I'm going to also target that.
Okay.
And everything in that circle, I believe, has to make a dexterity saving throw. Give me a moment.
I'm going to hit everything.
I said everything in the room.
What? Owen.
What?
I
know. Who?
Okay.
Where?
I asked someone to
get some. Sorry, a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I am going to need a whole bunch of d6 for this.
How many?
Actually, wait. Just one, I need to search through all of mine. Thank you, Owen. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Now imagine if you had sorcery points to reroll all your ones on this.
10. Okay. Oh, I didn't need yours. Well, thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
Brotherly love.
Yeah, something like that.
That was me appreciating him. Oh, that was so many dice I just heard getting rolled over there.
Points, baby.
That is the sound of pain.
And suffering.
Okay. So I'm going to separate this into two.
This might
groups.
Turn out as bad as the earthquake did.
What's your save?
My save is a 18.
Ooh. Damn, plus 18. Ah.
Yeah. That only happened to you one time.
That would
and that's
be
just because
so
their bonus was that high.
That would be so many hit points.
Yeah.
I haven't rolled them yet. But this
yes, you have. Those are great rolls.
Yeah.
So what does the spell exactly target?
It targets creatures I choose.
Okay.
Which is why I was choosing them in case they were
basically
creatures.
He chose everything that wasn't us.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything that may or may
that
not
may
be
or
a creature.
May not be a
and
creature.
If it turns out to not be a creature, then
it doesn't
get targeted.
Affect it. Woo. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So
running the gambit.
What is the ones that make it and the ones that don't make it?
The ones that make it take 5d6 thunder damage, 5d6 radiant, and fall
prone.
Oh, 18.
18 points for the ones.
No. 18 is
the fall.
The save.
On.
No, save. 18 is a save.
So if you
is a save DC
and it's half damage. So if they
fail,
they take 10, 12 points of thunder damage. I'm missing a die. Okay, redo that. Sorry, because I shouldn't have redone it.
No, you should not.
You had 12 points of thunder damage.
12
plus 1 dice.
3. 15 points of thunder damage.
So 15 for those that fail, and half as much for those that...
Wait. It's radiant done. And
okay.
Thunder.
Yeah. And then 12 plus 8, 20 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And everyone that fails falls prone.
Okay.
Those who succeed take half damage and don't fall prone.
Okay. So the ones that... fail take 35 points of damage total, and the ones that succeed take 17 points.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
High level spells for the win.
Mm-hmm. Loot.
Now I better not roll a nat 20 and lose my ability to use a critical fifth level. But
yeah, well, what a shame.
That would be a shame.
It would be a shame.
I'm waiting for it to happen.
I know. I was like, why don't you use your magic item? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really wishing I had all those high level spell slots back now.
Yeah. We could take a nice long rest in the mimic room.
That always sounds like fun.
It's like, wait, guys.
Let's put
a
time stop back
up. Let me sleep. Okay, stop.
Well, if you're resting in time stop, technically you're not resting.
I have a skin condition.
Skin condition.
I need my beauty sleep.
I need 8 hours to put in my moisturizer.
I have a 45 minute beauty regimen, and you are currently interrupting it.
We can tell. We can tell.
Easy there, Karen.
Oh,
we can tell.
We can tell. Are you trying to mask it, okay?
I just realized you're using the journal I got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just takes up less space in the character sheets.
Ironically so.
Yeah.
I left mine in Ohio.
Okay.
I guess it's Ohio now.
Yeah.
And in response to that, Cotter,
the whole room comes
do we
alive.
See like chest tumble over or something?
No, that's interesting. So that appears at the chest right in front of you, and it immediately goes out and smacks you with a pseudopod.
They got reactions,
and that's a 17. So I don't believe that's going to hit.
That does not.
Legendary action mimic.
Mm-hmm.
It chooses to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Devour
a mimic lair.
Okay, Kraval, you are up now. You have two, count them, two things attached to you.
Kaval will mutter a quick prayer, and a series of ghostly owls will emerge from him and start flying around in a circle, clawing and screeching at these. And I will cast Spiritual Guardians. It's an oldie but goodie.
Oh, AOE for the win.
Yep. And Spiritual Guardians does the following.
Kills everyone right
it
now.
It does not.
Sonic, but it could.
Please don't. I'm next to it.
There we go. Wow, this text is really small.
You want me to read it?
15 feet and all around me. I already told you what they look like. It's going to be radiant damage. It is a wisdom saving throw on their turn. Or take 3d8 radiant damage.
Hits everybody but this. Well, no, actually, sorry. It's this line.
Yeah.
So everybody but the ones in front of.
Well, not everybody, because there's still the other things that haven't moved yet. Or sorry, even.
That's
more
why
than
I didn't say everybody. I said everything in a 15-foot
but
radius.
These two.
And the one on the far side. Are.
So. There's that. That was my action. I don't have anything I can do for a bonus or anything else, so that'll be my turn.
Okay. And then, Jade, you get to go. You got something attached to you.
Yay.
Silver's attached to you.
I'll move the tablecloth. As my bonus action, I will make the mimic my prey.
Mm-hmm.
And can I try to get out of the grapple?
Yep.
Ungrapple myself? Try to, like, writhe out?
Writhe.
Writhe.
Writhe. Or you could slash at it with your sword.
Like, get my sword out. Probably.
Yeah, so you must make either a... it doesn't actually say here on my list here. But grappled, you in end to grapple, you need to make either an athletics or acrobatics check either to force your way out. Or
squirm your way out.
Squirm your way out.
Oh, lovely.
I'm going to say no.
20.
20?
Or maybe.
A non-natural 20.
That would do it. So is that athletics?
Why did you
athletics.
Say, oh,
okay.
No.
Because I rolled a 6.
So you,
but
so you pull yourself free.
Bonuses,
yeah. But because I marked it, I get another D6 to escape from grapple.
Nice.
And I have a +9 athletics.
Was that an ability check or a saving throw?
You know how much I get? A big
ability
fat honking
check.
Goose egg.
You know how much initiative
check?
Bonus
We're
I got
so
to get
trouble.
14 on my initiative?
Okay, so you break free of the grapple. What are you going to do? Anything?
Retreat.
Run away? Will it hit
yeah,
me?
Retreat to range so you can shoot these things.
Mm-hmm.
Do they get attack
opportunity? You'll get one attack opportunity unless they have reach.
Yeah, I will book it.
Well, you know reach. That the green one was able to reach 10 feet, so there'll be at least 2.
Oh, better than just standing there and dying.
She's 3 away.
Yeah, she's 3
away
from that one.
Yeah.
Should be right. Yeah, I guess she is 3 away. Yeah. So it'd just be the one.
Yeah, I will run.
Okay, so let's see about the attack of opportunity.
And I will, as a reaction to it, it's a reaction attack it.
Okay.
Oh,
so
my sword's not on fire. Oh, well.
Thing is a 20 to hit you.
Just misses.
Yeah.
And what's your AC?
18.
Okay, so put yourself back there because you are attached to it.
Oh.
Oh, man.
And you take... Ooh. Almost max damage. 20 points of damage as it smacks you.
My attack against it is a 17.
A 17 hits exactly.
Yay. All right. I will use... This guy hasn't... No, he's been hit before.
Yep. Many times.
I'll start out with a 3rd level Divine Smite on him.
He's been hit many times. Maybe do a 1st level.
I'll do a 2nd, because I have a lot of seconds.
There you go.
Well, it's been hit many times and in damaged your destructive wave, so it's been pummeled pretty good. It looks pretty ragged.
So we weren't able to tell which one of them took the destructive wave full on because we didn't see them go prone?
Yeah, none of them went prone.
Okay.
Apparently you can't knock an amorphous blob
weapon,
prone.
One for, because I'm cool. One for this might. Do they happen to be undead?
No.
Okay.
Construct.
One.
Monstrosity.
The monstrosity.
Monstrosity.
Which is different than an
aberration.
That too. Yeah.
Arlen, you haven't gone yet, right?
No, I'm at the bottom of the barrel.
Okay. Make sure you can you move when.
Yes.
Okay, because I want to be where your character's at.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit you when
yes,
I'm trying
yes,
to hit
yes,
the
yes,
other
yes.
guy. So
17 plus 4 is 21 points of damage.
Okay, and. You thunders smite it and it just falls to the ground and kind of dissolves. It's still attached to you, Jade, but you got a feeling. But the attachment seems much less powerful. You will not have to make a grapple. You just escape.
Can I move now?
You're just dragging a chest with you.
Can I move still, though?
I'm going to say no, because this happened afterwards.
Well, no, I tried to move and a reaction attacked me, and he reaction attacked it. Yeah. So can I still? It's still my turn.
Technically, it is
with my move.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so you can move. Yeah,
freedom.
So it's like, it just kind of
keep going way back.
You got reverse sentineled.
Move, Arlen.
Move, Druid. Pushing get out the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna use my cat's grace to move further. And
okay. So you run away with like a scaredy cat.
No.
Okay. I'm not scared. I am
a catician.
A tactical position.
Yeah, she's getting tactical.
Oh my gosh.
You need to leave.
She tactically advanced to the rear.
Mm-hmm. Tactically.
Yes.
It's catastrophic. Okay.
Gasp.
Anything else, Jade?
Nope.
Okay.
She made a feline to the back wall.
Oh my god.
Now she's happy.
Yes. Okay. And then
that might be the best one you've ever done.
Then the bookcase in the back.
I know I was right, because he was like, look at that bookcase!
And shape, and the books start tumbling out like a waterfall onto the ground.
My bookcase!
Wait, the books fall out of the bookcase?
Yes, the books just come tumbling down into piles.
No, it's a book monster. It's a book golem.
And, no, the books are like falling into piles. And
it's your monster!
It's a super.
And,
it's a super tuba.
Enormous mimic moves forward all the way up.
A gelatinous cube.
Goes 30 feet forward. Where does that put it?
It just molds over the guy.
I go around, kind of it's on the left side there. Here we go.
Yeah, if that would be, it would be in the middle of those guys if it went 60 forward.
30.
Sorry, 30. Six squares.
Actually, so it won't go all the way forward because it's not going to bulldoze. It's the black one. It's what if going it did, to sit right there, and it is going to pseudopod Cotter for destructive waving
isn't
everything.
It, isn't it in the
but
spaces
before
of
he
other
does, before he does, he just entered my 15-foot radius little fun ball there.
Okay,
so that's a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, and the wisdom
or
saving
get
throw
smacked by some spirits.
Oh, is a 9. That's spirited not going to work well.
Away.
Yeah,
that would be 12 points of, or 13 points of radiant damage, and his speed is. Think now halved in the aura.
Take that, QB.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So the books are real.
The books are real. Yes. But the bookshelf was not.
The books are real.
Let's go.
Okay. And it's going to pseudopod you there, Cotter. And that is a 26 to hit.
Just a little.
And.
I like that my mini's back.
Yeah,
he's just preparing
to run away.
He's holding his action.
Reaction, run away.
No, I'm getting an aerial view so I can see.
So 22 points of damage, and you are adhered to it, Cotter.
22. Okay.
Yep.
Good lord.
And this thing has got a big old pseudopod hitting you. Okay. And then
it's too sexy for your pod. Mm-hmm. What?
Oh my god.
Black gets to go.
Wait, so
right in front of you there, Cotter?
Was
wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
That's a 10.
Nice.
That's 18 points of radiant.
Okay.
And its speed is halved.
Yes.
I still can't see. Is there a mimic between me and the cube?
No.
No.
No, this one's dead.
It's dead. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are the
so urns four alive
like
up there?
Being engulfed
one, two,
by
three,
the big mimic,
four,
or are they just
five,
like
six,
still there?
The urn on the left turned into a mimic,
but the other two
and this one
not.
Went around the urns as it kind of flowed over and crossed them.
Oh,
did. that's just a 12 to hit you, so that's not gonna hit.
That does not. In
is
fact,
the, is the black one alive?
Yes.
Black
yes.
is alive.
The only one that's dead is this one. Yeah.
Silver.
Yeah.
In fact, if you want to take that off the map just to make it clear, that's fine.
It's always nice when the dungeon master tells you this creature will not come back to life.
hit it with and fire.
Then that's smiles ominously as it says that.
Down. And then it's an undead mimic.
Would that be a Zimmick?
We don't talk about the zombie mimics.
We don't talk about zombies.
Okay, and speaking of the funerary urns, the one in the middle comes to life.
It's under the
wisdom saving throw.
And it moves forward and right in the spot where Silver was.
There's no room.
Let's put it right in the middle there.
Oh, no.
It is in Bryce's space.
And its wisdom saving throw is a 22.
Then you will take 9 points of radiant.
Okay.
What's your DC?
18.
Okay.
And then it goes and swings also on Cotter for blasting at everybody there.
Blasting.
Save me. Actually, it's got 2 on him already. It's going to go. Well, Kraval's also got 2 on him. So, yeah, it's going to go for Cotter.
Yeah, I've got 3 on me. Thank you very much.
And that's a 29 to hit.
Yeah, mine are just a little more impressive at the moment.
And that's 17 points of bludgeoning damage as it smacks into you. Okay. And you are adhered to that one.
What does that mean exactly?
So adhered means that you're grappled by it.
Which means?
And you have to do a escape DC.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it tries to attack you, it like gets advantage and does more damage or something.
Yeah. If it's adhered to you, it will get advantage on its attacks. Okay. And then Sorzok, you get to go there. Attached to you. What are you going to do?
First thing, I'll activate patient defense.
Okay.
And I am going to punch the lad attached to me. Wait, stunning. Oh, stunning strike can be anywhere.
Fun.
So, that is going to be a 22.
A 22 does hit.
First things first, that is going to be 9 points of damage. And I'm going to do a stunning strike. It needs to make a constitution save.
Okay.
DC 17.
And its constitution save is a 24.
All right.
I rolled very well.
Second first, same as the first. I'm going to punch it again. And that is 28.
28 hits.
Good lord.
And that is 15.
Okay.
I'm going to try to stun it again.
And its constitution save is a 10. It rolled very poorly.
It is stunned.
Okay.
Stunned. And as I hit that last hit, I send in vibrations into its body.
Okay.
It kind of ripples.
Random question. Do these happen to be aberrations, celestials,
no,
elementals, fey, fiends,
no,
or undead?
No.
No?
Okay. We already went over that. They're monstrosities.
Ah, okay. And which aren't aberrations.
No. Correct.
They're, okay. Yeah, a separate category. Which is weird, because they seem like
very
similar to aberrations. Yeah. But I guess aberrations are
anything
like
else, Sorzok?
Aliens.
Yeah. My bonus action is the patient defense, so I don't get a third hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Gonna negate its advantage on me.
Aberrations are extra planetary
gibbering mothers things. And things.
Monstrosities are planetary.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still adhered to it then. And then green gets to go. And so the third to the right one activates here.
What?
In the giant pile of mimic there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's going to step out to
there is no space.
Yeah, there's
going to go to the right here, and it's going to run around the outside.
Wisdom saving throw, and its speed is halved.
Oh yeah,
it's so that's as far as it can go. Then
only if wisdom saving throw has failed, right?
No, mm-hmm. if you're inside of the range, then your speed is halved.
And that's a nat one, so it failed anyway. So yeah,
yay! That's as far as it can go.
Yeah, then it'll go there.
Yeah, an affected creature's speed is halved. It's only the damage that it can reduce. He'll take 13 points of radiant.
Okay. And, so that's all it can do on its turn. And then Arlen gets to go. What's
Yay.
Arlen going to do?
I'm going to
drop the fireballs.
I'm going to cast nuke.
I was going to ask, how comfortable are you
drop
two
the
with fireballs.
Being fireballs?
Okay.
Do it, man.
I believe the best spot for all of them is the random space in front of Kraval between the Hydra.
It's 20 feet?
Yeah.
Right? So So if you dropped it right in front, it would get everybody except for black and green. And obviously those two.
Can I scooch it one more that way and get everyone?
Yes.
And you can scooch it that way.
Is it, if you dropped it right here, is he getting black in the 20 foot?
Definitely getting black.
Okay. And then I don't think he's getting green anymore.
Yeah, yep. No, he's not getting small green.
It's either you don't get black or you don't get green.
What would everyone else like?
Drop it right there.
Okay, right there. So I don't get green.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast it at
biggest man.
Bryce, eighth level.
Yeah.
Bryce, how are you doing?
I'm still at 109.
Oh. He's not gonna get hit. He'll be fine.
I'm probably gonna get
yes,
hit.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's not terribly unhittable. Okay, so they need to make a dexterity save, right?
Dex save, yes.
So I've got the big one, I've got
the DC
the black
is
one, I've
19.
Got the gray one, I've got the big nice. Green one. I've
How
got
dexterous can boxes be?
Blue and
you know?
It's like this.
Yeah.
It's not technically a box.
Well, it's still a chest. Blob.
And gray. Okay.
Well, that went poorly.
If it pulls a matrix, we're
okay.
Gonna be
I got an
disturbed.
11, so I take it.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Plus Ooh. 4.
I need
natural oh. 1.
And what's the DC?
19.
Okay.
Plus 4, though.
But you know, being held in place by three people, I can see why I got natural 1.
Good point.
That
oh,
makes,
yeah.
Yeah, I Actually, love when that happens.
Yeah, it doesn't get better story-wise.
I need one more D6. Oh, you have it.
Roll a D6. Roll a D6.
No.
Roll a bunch of sixes.
The
on
good
your
thing
D6.
Is, I'm fairly certain I have more hit points than these other creatures do, but this is still gonna hurt big time.
Yeah,
it's gonna be worth it. It's also gonna be awesome.
And it doesn't burn the books.
Why do you have to mix them all like that?
I used every single one
Keep
of my
dice.
My
are touching.
That's a lot of sixes.
He just tossed all the dice out, and they ran right into his ring of dice on the outside.
Am I missing one, two? Three.
And I can re-roll my ones.
Yeah,
with my own impression. Wait,
this one right there.
Thank you.
And there's a one?
Yep. Well, I'm going to re-roll my one.
How many ones do you have?
One.
Just leave it.
No. Because this could be
so
a six.
Go to six.
Two!
Yeah.
Two!
That okay. makes sense.
That time might for, be in this, just enough.
Time for math.
One.
That one hit point might have made math. A difference, yeah.
Seven. 23.
Shut up!
Did you haste this by chance?
What would haste do?
Allow him to cast a cantrip afterward, or use a staff.
Yeah. Quickened.
Those two twos and a six will make your ten, man.
Dude, just let him count. Relax, you guys.
No, if I was casting this spell, I would pull out my calculator.
This is what higher learning gets you.
Yeah.
You can't leave
If
them.
They failed, you take 51 points of fire damage.
If they fail?
Ow.
Yeah, that's
if
the,
you fail your,
that's the total,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, fail, save. Okay, yeah.
And then if you succeed, you take 25.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
I'm at 58.
So you took a third of my hit points.
Yeah.
No, you took one for the team. Let's
I did.
A couple
yeah.
of these
Hold on.
Guys.
I might be able to do more stuff.
You did also take a third of my hit points, which one. I'm about to give back to myself in a turn in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, you're
so
fine.
Black incinerates. Take that off. The
Yay!
Such a
oh my
laugh.
God.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I am
like
also going to
twin
use
twin spell.
And
two.
Let's see here.
Wait,
hold on.
Are
gonna,
you gonna twin it?
He's not
twin
done.
It.
Not twin no. specifically,
oh.
but
hold
very
on,
similar.
Let him finish what he's doing.
Then I'm gonna cast Wall of Fire.
Then I'm gonna cast the End the Universe button.
And then I'm gonna wish everyone dead.
It doesn't actually do anything. You have to press the button for that, but it does summon it.
I love this spell.
Oh my God. He's keeping quite a few of my dice. He handed back like
these
half
guys
of them.
Are like, we hate this spell.
You know what? No, this is actually
this
again
is good.
Being storyline. Iron Old Answer One makes perfect sense, and for the of everybody in the group, the two most self-sacrificing characters are Krival and
I think they very much would both just be like, just do
going
it,
down
man.
In a blaze of glory. That's literally what's
literally
happening right now.
Hey, I've turned a leaf on that. I don't do that anymore. I got married.
Yeah, okay.
You are right now.
You are right now.
I mean,
okay,
I
and then the gray one there behind the blue one next to the big green also incinerates.
Yay.
He's like, I just got here.
Not any.
Is that it?
Yeah, everything else
okay.
is damaged, but
finish it.
Stays up.
I'm going to use two sorcery points to make that a quickened spell, and then I'm going to use the last three charges on the Staff of Nealon to cast Fireball.
Where are you going to cast it?
Same spot.
Oh, really?
And continue to blast.
Or
your,
do you
want
to?
Oh, you can now. You can get green instead because black is gone.
Oh, black's
so
gone.
So yeah, you can get
okay.
all of these again and green.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Can you knock?
You would also get.
I think I can.
Well, now you would get not him. You would get Krival.
Yeah, I would only get you. I can leave you.
Yeah, you're fine. They would get Krival again, though. Yeah, yeah.
I failed again.
Sorry, Krival.
It's all right.
You're toast.
How close were you?
9, 10, 11. 15,
I'm going to use one more sorcery point to reroll my one.
Could you maybe give him the bonus thing?
Did you add your plus four from him?
He's off by three.
Oh, did you add his
plus four? 50-50, he can fix it.
Oh, did you add my plus four?
I can
four?
Also...
Yeah, that's adding your plus four.
I will also bend luck on you. Two.
Two.
Aww.
Nope, I'm taking a four.
Womp, 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 womp.
Nice.
And as a reaction attack, I smack Arlet.
Yeah.
Mage Slayer.
So if they fail, they take 31 points of damage. Okay. And if they succeed, they take 15.
Well, I rolled as well this time as I did poorly last time. Only one failed this time. So
that's disappointing.
But that's still that like...
How do these giant things have a
small, small green one on
actually,
the end.
He's, he gone? Or no?
Actually, I'm going to use three more sorcery points, and all of them have disadvantage.
Oh, you're making him roll again?
Yes.
Does he also have disadvantage?
He already failed.
He already failed. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So mean. Yeah.
But guys, it feels so good. Yeah,
don't worry.
He gave him the item.
Don't worry, guys. On my turn, I can shoot four times.
Everyone's worried about Krival having a weapon from a god of war.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we're going to do more math. Because I'm out of sorcery points now.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry, guys. On my turn, I can shoot four
and
times.
Blue made its save, but incinerates anyways.
I also need to
roll
a
one,
d20
right?
and see if I regain any charges.
No,
on
it's
the
a cube.
Oh!
Nat 20.
So what's that do?
I gain 1d4 plus 4
His
charges.
His first ever nat 20.
He gets charges back.
Yeah, I can do this again.
He gets 4 charges
back. I got 8 charges back.
This was a net positive action.
This is what happens when you're like actually in the room with us instead of like remote. Yeah.
All of his left for the next like 5 sessions
have
right
you
there.
Have you done like a carbon monoxide test in your room?
Dude,
is it dulling your abilities?
Did you just roll a nat 20 and a 4?
Yes.
Yeah. Play the lottery.
I did and I lost 20.
Well, right now, you...
Okay. Anything else? Tactical nuclear sorcerer?
I'm going to do a bunch of math,
not
vocalizing
move.
It.
You should
move. I move backwards too.
Yeah, thank you.
And I would like to face everyone, please. Yes. Okay. I'm going to do a lot of sorcerer math. And I'll update my next turn.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice.
That was
fun. Helpful.
That was really fun. Yes, I'm going to do it again next turn.
Please don't.
So you're going to kill our cleric.
Then the...
he can just wish him back to life next round.
He used that to dig.
He can just wish him back to life next month.
Ooh, and resurrect. Just
that's
sleep.
A cool
the canopic jar on the left activates and squeezes past the big cube.
Did you make sure that you rolled their hit
Other
points
side,
as well?
I think.
Because that would have definitely
hit Yes, him. I did.
Oh, good.
And he gets guardian.
He's very mad at you.
He's guardian as soon as he comes in.
Mm-hmm. Is that a concentration
spell?
I'm only
a little bit sorry.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You just got nuked twice.
So you have to make it 25?
Yeah. Because it's 10 or half the damage you take.
25, well,
25 was the first one.
25 was the first one. Plus 4 from yours. And thankfully, constitution is a saving throw for me. So that's 9 plus 4, so that's a 13, so I need to roll a 12 or higher.
12!
Woo!
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And
then
what was
the
second one?
Is a 31, so 15.
Yeah, so 15 or higher.
So 3 or higher.
Yeah. 14, okay.
Well,
still
okay.
Got
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yay. I forgot about that, but it's for the best.
You took out
blistering
three of them,
was my
so...
Yeah, I just dealt 82 points
yeah,
of damage.
Yeah, don't even worry about it,
seconds.
Man. That was
and
great.
The orange one attempts to smack Cotter.
Wisdom saving throw from him.
Wisdom saving throw
and,
from him.
Oh, the wisdom saving throw
yeah,
is...
and his speed is half, so I don't know if he can get to Cotter this round or not.
Yep. He still has got enough room there. So, and the wisdom saving throw was a 21.
Okay, so half of this.
And then
I don't know why I put these
does
away.
The speed?
It's automatic. Yeah, it's like, oh, man, that would have been great for you to fail that. 16, 22, 11 points of radiant.
Okay.
I want almost max damage on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's max at Cutter, and that's a 28 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Doing almost max
Is
damage.
Cutter
Not bad.
Die?
I don't think so.
24 points of damage, and you are adhered by it.
God, that hurts so much.
Yeah.
Okay. I used one fourth level and one third level spell slot to give me 11 sorcery points back.
Okay. Awesome.
So I'm doing pretty good.
And then the last one all the way on the end over there.
Of course.
Activates.
The good news is no wisdom save.
Yep. And yeah.
But no fire damage either.
No yeah. fire damage.
And it comes running forward and also goes after Cotter.
And at that point, does it enter the circle?
Is it whenever it enters the circle or just on the start of its turn?
When it enters the circle for the first okay. time.
Yeah.
So is that, where it is. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you will need a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah.
And that's a 8. So it takes it full.
7 points of radiant.
Okay.
2 and a 1.
And it goes after Cotter. And that is a 15 to hit, which I don't believe will hit you.
It will not.
Okay. And that is the end of round one, believe it or not, after all that.
That is the most violent thing I've seen of us do in a while.
And yeah. that's where we're going to stop today. Dungeon Master's Notes. Okay, well, so it looks like the group has blundered into an entire nest of mimics. And I gotta say, big props to Bryce for giving me this idea. If you remember back in the fight, way back when in the Beholder, he ran under the Beholder, right amongst all the chests there, and said, these aren't mimics, are they? I'm like, thank you for giving me that idea, Bryce. Yes, I think I'll do an entire room full of mimics that are chests, but there we are. Anyway, so the group has blundered in there. It looks like they're getting stuck right and left. And as you've probably noticed, these aren't your standard mimics. No, these are upgraded ones. So how powerful are they? Well, we'll have to wait for the next episode to find out. Until then, rate and subscribe us wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com with questions or comments. Follow us at Relic of the Past or Relic of the Past Podcast on your social media feeds. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.